Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com where you can hop into the chat room. Today, the 4th of January, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, I'm doing a shout-out for Mount Shasta Springwater. John's in here. Hi, John. He's the one that takes care of us. And they have been taking care of us for 12 years. Coffee, drink, you know, things like Crystal Light, everything that goes along with coffee, peanuts, almonds, everything you can think of. Water, of course, especially the water. They've never once let us down. 12 years. You think about that? You know, it's like Maui Bob's. They're great, absolutely great. They've been with us for 12 years. I can't say enough about them, either one of them. So good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And how are you? How was your, you know, it's your first day back this year?
It is.
So did you get wild and crazy? I noticed you didn't call me to bail you out of jail.
No, I did not.
Okay. Was there a reason for that?
I wasn't in jail.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I did have that one card signed by Tom Basenko, and...
Is it a get-out-of-jail-free card?
No, it was only good for an extra bologna sandwich.
Oh.
You know, or an extra blankie, depending on what time, you know, the year it was. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 48 degrees. Today, showers likely, about a 70% chance with a high of 50, a low of 46. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers with a high of 52, a low of 44. On Thursday, 30% chance of rain during the day, and then 80% at night with a high of 56, a low of 46. Friday, 100% chance of rain with a high of 52, a low of 38. Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high around 55 and a low of 36. And Sunday, sunny with a high around 56 and a low around 38.
Did you say there's rain in here someplace?
Rain through Friday.
Starting today?
Yeah, we have a 70% chance today.
So rain through Friday.
Correct.
But this weekend will be nice.
Correct.
Whoa, okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business. Chuck Kinney and Judy are just great people that support our community, support those people. They think of their customers as warm friends, and they treat them that way. 365-3793. Okay, I don't usually talk about my sleeping experiences, but Linda loves sleeping in a cold room. So the way she gets a cold room is she turns off the heating in our area, turns on the fan above the bed, opens the window a little bit, and then she cuddles in there in her on her side in our sleep number bed with this down comforter. Well, knowing that sometimes it gets colder, I take another blanket and throw over me just in case. Well, in the middle of the night, she gets cold. And now I've got somebody clinging to me, which is okay. I mean, I'm not complaining about that at all, except she had her arm around me, and her fingers, while she's sleeping, started playing the piano on my chest. Now, that woke me up at 4:40, and she's sleeping away, but playing, it was like Beethoven's, 12th. She's just little fingers, pop, 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 pop. So... I mean, you know, so I take her hand and I put it back over on her side. Hand comes back. Starts playing, I don't know, maybe it's Tchaikovsky this time. Finally, I get, so I was up this morning about 5. Does anybody else have that kind of problem? That, you know, they want, and then, so I go in and I turn on the heater in the, so when I leave, you know, it's like 62 in there, so she can wake up when it's a little bit warmer. All right, enough of my personal life. We have Doug Craig is going to come in today. We're going to talk again about tribalism and how we can get past this with people from both sides. And also we have a guy by the name of Charles Durrett. And he has he sent me an email. But he has a solution to homelessness in your town. It was an interesting read. So he's going to be on at 7:30. We're going to see what his plan is. That how people can end homelessness in their town. However, we've got other things. Board of Supervisors are meeting today. They're going to name the chairman. They're going to elect a new chair and vice chair. District Supervisor 5, Les Ball, was vice chair in 2021, so he's in line to become the chair. But, there's, as you know, there's been a lot of disagreement on the board this year. Among the supervisors on how to best address COVID-19, there's nothing certain. As Mary Ricketts says, we'll see how it plays out. So this should be interesting to see who gets elected. I mean, if you go like they've done before, and Leonard Modi says, look, we've done it this way all the time. Vice chair just, you know, fleets up to chair. But Patrick Jones says, well, we haven't always done that, and we'll just have to see what happens. And he wants to be vice chair, Patrick does. So you've got, of course, Joe Comente, Leonard Modi, Les Ball, Mary Rickert, and Patrick Jones. So it'll be interesting to see who gets that spot this time. You know, other things that have, I think, are really important. Fauci came out, and he said something that people have been thrown off Facebook, Twitter, have been castigated for saying this. He says, during, it was on a segment of MSNBC's, of course, show, he said that since every child is tested for COVID-19 when they go to the hospital for any reason, in other words, they fall off their bike and break their arm, when they go to the hospital, they're tested for COVID. And they... then if the, and they get counted in many cases, they get counted as being there with COVID if positive. You're having so many more people, including children, who are getting infected. And even though hospitalization among children is much, much lower on a percentage basis, this is from Fauci, than the hospitalization for adults, particularly elderly individuals, when you have such a large volume of infections among children, even with a low level of rate of infection, you're going to still see a lot more children who get hospitalized. But the important thing is, if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID and they get counted as a COVID hospital individual, when in fact they may go for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like this. So it's overcounting the number of children who, quote, hospital with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And as I've said, many people were banned from Facebook and other social media for saying the same thing. Many children enter hospitals. I mean, it's for unrelated reasons. It has nothing to do with COVID. They test them for COVID. Oh, they've got it. They have no symptoms or anything, but they're getting counted. Now, how many, if you extrapolate that out to adults, how many adults then go into the hospital for, say, some kind of gastro problem or a stroke or something like this, and they test them when they're in there, and they've got COVID. They didn't know they had COVID. They were asymptomatic. So how many of those are counted just the same way, admitted because of COVID, not with COVID? but because of that. Anyway, Dr. Fauci said that. And it's, as some, as one of the people, a doctor said, pro tip, it's not just children. It's been happening since the start. Nice of Fauci to join in on the facts now that his narratives are crumbling. Fauci got a memo from someone to pedal back some of the rhetoric and rules. He finally identified the with versus of. He says that means there's an overcounting of children. So I can't help but think if it's just, is it just children or is it other people too? Especially now with the, with New York having, you know, leading the nation in new cases. It's just a tremendous outbreak, over a million new cases in the United States with COVID. How many of those, you know, end up in the hospital? Next Monday, we're going to have Health and Human Services here to give us a kind of an update of what it was last year, a recap of last year and what we're looking at now. If I can get Carrie on in next Monday. So anyway, time to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, starting its 12th year this year, is the place we go to buy our guns. Why? Customer service, veteran discounts, a great selection of firearms, all the accessories from optics to ammo to slings to holsters to loaders, you name it, all different parts for firearms. And John Bastiani is just one great gunsmith. He always prides himself on having what the customer needs in stock, fair prices. And did I say veterans get discounts there? They do. That's John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear.
I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a Papa Bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studio. 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Carl is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. This portion, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals, all local there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 15 years they've been around, and they have been helping people. They open. Person voting started Monday in Shasta County. New voters who will decide whether District Supervisor Leonard Modi should be replaced early next year. Early voters can cast their ballots at the Elections Department on Market Street, 1643 Market Street, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and voter information guides will be delivered this week via U.S. Mail. Not to me. You, which district do you live in, buddy?
I live in 4.
Okay, so not to you either, just people in the 2nd District. We're going to get Kathy Darling on. I sent her an invitation, and she's always good about coming on to talk about this, how it works. You know, et cetera. But February 1st is the day that if you don't vote early or vote by mail or whatever you do, thousand. So, you know, there's been a crime wave this last year. I think everybody knows that. People will say, oh, no, it's not. Crime's going down. 6 police officers killed in December. Two women, 4 men. In the final month, 6 police officers line of duty. Following the movement in 2020, the last 12 months proved to be for police officers across the U.S., with 57 police officers killed. In this last month, 6 additional were killed. Kiona Holly, mother of 4, after she died the day before Christmas Eve, after she was shot, ambushed by a shooter while she sat in her police car. She was shot and killed on December 29th after responding to a motorist assist call. Another gentleman was killed December, another police was killed December 30th, and when she and her partner responded to a call about unattended dogs in a vehicle, and 2 suspects are in custody for that. The next law enforcement officer was killed in gunfire. Shootings occurred in the midst of 95 separate ambush-style attacks on officers, resulting in 28 of the total gunfire deaths. Ambush attacks on officers increased nearly 130% since 2020. Let's think about that for a second. They call them in, and I've read one of them. They called them in for domestic violence or something. Police showed up, got out of the car, and they were waiting for them and shot up the police. Killed one of them, wounded the other one. You know, some of them they've caught. Others they haven't. They don't, you know, I would say that probably the majority of them have been caught or killed. But to raise 130% in 1 year seems to be a large concern that we as law-abiding citizens need to be thinking about. Right now, there isn't a police agency in the United States that isn't having problems finding competent, educated people who want to be law enforcement officers. Where it used to be 100 people applying for jobs, it's like 20. And out of the 20, half of them can't get through the initial training. Even after you get them back through post-training and just say ready, and I'm sure in many other counties and cities it's like this, you lose 30 to 40% of those officers during that 8-month training period where they're on the streets. Either they say they're not meant for this, or the police department decides, you know, you're just not going to fit in here, or, you know, it's the biggest thing is officer safety. They're not doing the right things for that. So, I think it's something that again, we as citizens need to be concerned about. The other things that are going on with around here. And, Reading that now this week we're going to be able to get rain again. Our snowpack is like 160% of where it is usually for December. The drought's not over. And somebody told me yesterday it's not, you know, when we said, you know, you got 120 inches of snow, it only comes down to 20 inches of water. And somebody sent me a text. Said that, well, it's more than that, but I think that, you know, I got that information from the guys that run the, you know, the snowpack group there. So that's interesting. So any way you look at it, we have the snow this time. We just have to see what happens to it. How much of it's going to be released? How much of it, you know, is Shasta Lake going to fill up again? And finally, do you know who Harrison Todd is?
I do not.
You ever heard that name before?
Not that I'm aware of.
This may be the only time you hear Harrison Todd's name said on the media. Harrison Todd was the first baby born in 2022 in Shasta County. 4 babies born that day. But he was the first. So, Harrison Todd, congratulations for being the newest baby, the first baby in 2022 in Shasta County. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry they have there at really fair prices. If you want to design a piece of jewelry for your loved one or for yourself, go in there and talk to Rebecca and Henry. Say, this is the ideas I have. They'll help you with it. And then at that point, they'll build it for you. So you'll have something no one else has. Four Winds Jewelry, a great way to start off your year by getting all the batteries in your watches fixed or replaced. You're in there and out in 5 minutes at a very reasonable price also. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9. We'll be right back.
Just call me Angel. I'm a morning angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to Win.
Win big cash prizes or $100,000.
Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone
and walk away a winner.
But wait, there's more.
All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Yeah, it's a little tough to get that car wash, but this weekend it'll be sunny. So hop on down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've got a, towel, it's brushless, and they towel off your car. They've got a special soap and wax that makes your vehicle look great. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free over at Quick and Clean, located at Market and Eureka Street, right next to Dutch Bros. On the phone, we have Charles Durrett. Did I pronounce that right?
You certainly did.
He, with a lady by the name of Catherine McComet, introduced the concept of co-housing to the United States with your book, Co-Housing, A Contemporary Approach to Housing Ourselves. And in this case, how it works with the homeless. And when you sent me an email about that, I thought, I mean, the homeless problem is everywhere, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the United States, well, the world, even.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
People do it differently. So tell us a little bit about you first, though, Charles.
Okay, well, I'm an architect, and I'm licensed in the great state of California and actually all over the U.S. I coined the word co-housing. I brought it to the U.S. in our book and with Catherine. And have designed about 55 around the U.S., the one in Nevada City, California, 34 houses I live in. That was when there was a dire need for affordable housing in Nevada County. The average house at that time in Nevada City was $500,000, And we organized 13 school teachers who all taught in town here, but none of them could afford to live in here, in town here. And so we made a little project where the unit started at $255,000, and now all 13 of them live here. So that's been our bread and butter since we started our firm in 1988 when the book first came out. Since then, I've broken out and have been doing a lot of affordable housing as well, including a 70-unit homeless project in Napa, California, which was started by a previous book I wrote called Revitalizing Our Small Towns, and how social services can often become industry in a town and can help mitigate a lot of costs to a town, like police and emergency rooms and fire departments and mental health services, etc. Can help mitigate it, because basically as soon as you get people organized, and in that case in Napa County, they managed to get grants for $25 million to do that project. And
now this project, let me break in just for a second. Now this project was, I think you said 50 homes in Napa Valley?
70
homes. 70. And there was 480 applicants. Now, The first day. Okay, so the first day there was that many. Okay. So what you're doing is you are in the city and county working with grants and with you. Can build housing for homeless.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have,
and in that case, we did it on the co-housing model, which meant a lot of cooperation was involved. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you dropped off there at the end, Charles. You said a lot of cooperation with.
Yeah, actually, and in the co-housing model, which means that we use community. In other words, people in the community and the homeless people helping each other to mitigate a lot of costs, and that really works over and over again. You know, all the costs, study after study, and there's been, I'm not kidding, 50 studies on this topic that shows that a homeless project in your town will save your town $20,000 to $40,000 per homeless person per year. Just, you know, there's just so many costs that goes associated with having people roaming around outside without any heat and roof over their head, and it just goes on and on. So, you know, if we address those costs, we can easily pay for it.
Okay. So the concept is, one of the things you said, 1 in 9 homeless are veterans.
Right.
Now, when you build these houses, this is the one that you get this NIMBY thing. Do you have problems with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And in the case of American Canyon, which is the town that is built in Napa County, we had, really important neighborhood meetings. And the head of community development there described the reason that project was built is because not only is the product handsome, as you'll see in the book, a solution to homelessness in your town, the product is very handsome. The houses are, even though they're only 450 square feet, they're very handsome, and it's right smack dab in a regular single family house neighborhood. But not only are they handsome, the process was very inclusive with the citizens of that town, and including bus trips that we took to other projects that we had done. And when you go to another project and somebody says there that, like management or somebody says, we haven't had one single police call in the last 5 years, compared to how many police calls there are on homeless people when they're roaming around the streets. And oftentimes these businesses are tired of them camping in their front door, et cetera, et cetera. So we get, the acrimony out of the picture by creating a place where you don't need police calls and a population that you don't need to be calling the police on all the time. And we were able to prove that. So the citizens, I don't remember actually in the end, I think we had 4 or 5 public hearings, and I don't think in the end we had one person saying, don't build that in our town. It's a process, and anytime you try to short circuit the process, you're going to have trouble.
So the first thing is to get buy-in from the community. Mm-hmm. And once that happens, mm-hmm. Now, what do the houses look like? I mean, can you describe the houses to our audience here?
Yeah, they're little 450-foot cottages.
Okay.
And duplexes and triplexes, and it's laid out to feel like a village, very much like a village. It's a 3.5 acre site that was previously slated for McMansions, little McMansions, but then the 2008-2009 recession came along. That project folded, but there were a couple million dollars of infrastructure into the project.
Uh-huh.
But most people thought we were going to have to take that out, and all that would have cost about $5 million to get rid of it. We managed to work around the retaining walls and everything,
mm-hmm.
and the we managed to work around them, and put this little village-like setting in place. I encourage people to go to like Google Earth and look at it. It's One Natalie Lane in the town of American Canyon, and you can sense that from the outside. You would never guess that it's a homeless project. You would never guess that we have. It's mostly filled up with vets. You know, on the very first grand opening day, we had a guy who got up to speak, and he said, "Hey, you guys, you know that overpass you drove into town on?" And there were about 150 people in the audience. Everybody was so excited because they had finally done something. They've been talking about the problem forever. It's like the weather. And
fires.
And, huh? What's
in,
that?
And fires.
And fires, oh my God. And, you know, in Nevada County, where I live, half the fires are started by homeless people. So, you know, they got to cook their beans somewhere. And this guy gets up the podium and he says, you know that overpass you folks drove in today? And, you know, it was just quiet. And he says, well, I've been sleeping under there for the last 6 years. And then he paused and he says, yeah, I'm a Vietnam vet. And that really made the audience extremely proud. Most of those 150 people there were not only people from the town of American Canyon, but also, they ended up getting funders from 16 different sources. And that alone was a wonderful miracle because, it turns out that all these sources, they saw a project that they liked and they got very much behind it. You know, Home Depot kicked in $50,000, for example. They were giddy. You know, they were just giddy. They had finally part of the solution, not just, you know, part of the, you know, the complaint, because most people complain about this problem, and they should do. We should be complaining. But they felt, you know, very happy they're part of the solution at that point.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a break here in a minute, but let me just say that, you know, we here in Reading are starting to address this. I think we're building 4 houses. I think of the small houses too, but it's not even going to put up. It's not going to. I don't even know people will even notice. Now, when you to get into the housing, do you have to have a certain threshold? Do you have to say that okay? You know, I've been using drugs for 20 years, and I'll get into a program if I have housing.
Well, because we built a 4,000 square foot common building, you know, very much in the co-housing model.
Mm-hmm.
There's 5 offices there that, you know, one, the Veterans Administration has a full-time office there, and others, you know, an employment group there that helps, you know, people figure out how to do stuff. But they're seniors, by the way. They're homeless seniors, so they do have a lot of...
Oh, so most of these are seniors you're talking about.
100%. They're 55 or older.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of those out there.
The average homeless person in the USA dies at 49 years old. So
I saw that in your statistics. That was scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 30-year death sentence, frankly. But, they have a lot of services on site so that they can, you know, get their act together. The big threshold is that now that they have an address, you know, they live in a little cottage where they can get the mail and have a phone and all that stuff, then they can get their Social Security checks. Previously, many of them weren't getting their Social Security checks. So you have to be on Social Security to live there.
Okay. Plus the fact that a lot of them will get their Social Security checks at the post office and then get robbed by a bunch of thugs that are waiting for them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
The security that comes with the locked doors is paramount, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's paramount. But anyway, the rent is only their rent is one third of their Social Security check. So that's all. That's the macroeconomics of this project.
Okay, I'm with Charles Durant, and he is the founder of this organization called the Co-Housing Company. And if you just go to cohousingco.com, you can see what we're talking about right now. To getting the homeless off the streets, and in this case, they're all seniors, and in many cases, they were veterans. And I've got a number of other questions when we come back, Charles, so please hang on.
Okay, looking forward to it.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell and her team have been together since 1993, helping thousands of families, veterans, seniors, business owners. If you need insurance, you want to give Judy a call at 221-0441. She has been able to find insurance for people in the fire zones that had their homeowners insurance canceled because of the fires. She is, and once people find out that how good Maxwell Insurance and Financial is, you know, yeah, it's their, for their home, but then they start switching businesses, you know, cars, everything over to Judy Maxwell. She is just one straight shooter. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Charles Durant of Co-Housing Company.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Vote yes, recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:51 in the morning. It is 49 degrees, cloudy. It's going to rain today. Well, it's raining right now, kind of. It's going to rain the rest of the week until Saturday. Saturday, I think we get a reprieve, which is okay. Then you can go out and you can stand in the sun and then get ready for next week's rain, which is we know we need, and it's the perfect rain. It just kind of like patters down on us, but doesn't inundate us. I like that kind of rain. And then the snow up in the mountains is just fantastic. Hey, we're here with Charles Durrett, who founded the co-housing company. And we were just talking about what he does. And in building shelters, 480 square feet, Charles?
450.
Okay.
Yeah, 450. Yeah.
450. They're in like duplexes and triplexes. And you make like a little village.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an important part of this is a common, what do you call it, a common room?
Common house.
Common house.
Common house.
And that common house is where the people can get together, obviously, but you also have in there offices for people from, you know, the Veterans Administration, mm-hmm. Unemployment. I'm sure Health and Human Services is in there, too.
Yeah. And, they meet with people there.
Yeah.
And Social Security can meet with people there.
And Social Security. Now, this gives people, and every one of your people have to be on Social Security, right, to get in there?
Right.
And you take a third of their check for rent, electricity, and all that. Now,
yes.
What problems have you had? Nothing's perfect.
Nothing's perfect, no. I mean, sometimes, I mean, we did a project like this up in Oregon, for example.
Uh-huh.
And within the first couple of years, we ended up, we didn't, the residents there. We actually set it up so that the residents are managing it.
Okay, so they're self-policing and all that. That's good. That's a good
yeah,
deal. That's
accountability
good.
Is huge. And that project has been together for 9 years now, and they haven't had, this is the most remarkable thing to me, they haven't had one single police call in 9 years. It just blows my mind. That project is called Opportunity Village. And but in that project, they've had three guys within the first 2 years who was kicked out, mostly for abusing their, well, all three of them were kicked out for abusing their girlfriends.
Okay.
And that was a situation where we didn't know it before, but we know that they were abusing their girlfriends before they moved in, but the girlfriends didn't have any place to go and any chance for, you know, living in the woods on their own. So they stayed with these guys. And now when they got into a village where people are more accountable for their behavior, they asked them, those three, to leave. And those three women still live there.
Wow.
That project is also well known because it is up. A lot of people there, well, first of all, they moved in with these little tiny houses, 8 by 10 tiny houses, and 30 of them. And this is also in the book, A Solution to Homelessness in Your Town. And they built those things for $8,000 each with voluntary labor, with both locals locally who like to build stuff and, you know, ex-contractors and some functional contractors. I built 40 in my town, and it was, we had 150 volunteers to build these little tiny houses. And,
yeah, staying closer to the phone for me.
Oh, whoops. Okay, sorry. you know, and with the homeless people, and just a lot of people get excited about building these little doll houses. Frankly, you can get a lot of traction when you start to, you know, propose a voluntary built project. But anyway, And they had zero electricity, zero sewer, zero water when they moved in. They had, you know, trucked in water, trucked out sewage, porta potties. But over the last 9 years, they have figured out how to, you know, trench and build a water line to get water, fresh water in, sewer line out. They taught each other how to do solar panels and get electricity into their units with solar panels and batteries. They now have a shower that they built on site, and they have a laundry facility that's built on site, and they have a his and her bathrooms that they've built on site. So, you know, a lot of these homeless people are not absolutely abject of any talents. A lot of them actually have talents, but you would never know it when they're scattered across the woods. In fact, you would only see them as a problem with their litter and their fires and
stuff.
But when you get them together and they agree to be accountable, they agree that if you don't follow these rules, you get kicked out, etc., then all of a sudden talent comes to the forefront and shifts of consequence occur.
So now, did these people go on to get jobs and things like this and get help?
Some of them. I mean, a third of them are mentally ill. Most of them are highly undereducated. And, you know, some of them were addicted before they became homeless, so that's why they became homeless. But in any case, you know, of course, over the years, I've talked to many, many, many of them, and I'm just astounded how many say, you know, I had to start drinking a glass of whiskey at 2 a.m. in the cold weather. Otherwise, I would never get to sleep. And then I became addicted to alcohol, you know, because there was no way I was going to get to sleep unless I had a shot of whiskey at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning. So then they became, so now we have to deal with that too, sure. But it's a hell of a lot easier to deal with that when they're not sleeping under the bridge and they're in together and they can have their AA meetings right there in the common house and
they
do.
Hey, Charles,
we're
running out of time. I found this extremely interesting. I can see where this could be, a way of handling part of the homelessness. And so how do people get a hold of the book? How do people, reach you? I guess is the big thing.
Okay. Well, the key thing is if you get the book, that's the beginning of getting a new project in town. It seems to be happening over and over because people see how doable it is. So it's published by a publisher called Oro Editions, O-R-O, E-D-I-T-I-O-N-S.
Uh-huh.
You can get it on Amazon, A Solution to Homelessness in Your Town. If you're protesting Amazon, like it seems like everybody is trying to do now, then you can also get it on our website.
Let's just go to your website.
GoHousingCo.com. And if anybody's serious about starting a project in Reading, just give me a call. I'll give you my cell number. It's 916-716-6721. I'm so tired of seeing people roam around the streets with a wet sleeping bag, so I just jump in my car and so we'll go to any town, anywhere to help them get started. Because it starts with, you know, looking through sites that the city owns, a couple of acres, getting the book really well known around town, you know, buying 20 of them, passing them around, seeing how doable it is. But there's towns where one person has started a new project, and it's just one person who can afford to buy 20 books, and they sometimes sell them to people. They're only $20, and sell them to people.
Well, we've got to run here. But
okay.
we have a foundation here in town that is big on helping things like this, and I'm going to reach out to them and send them a copy of this of our show.
Okay.
I think the average homeless person, one of the things you said, in U.S. dies at age 49. The houses you're building and that you built down in Napa Valley or American Canyon or something like that.
American Canyon, the town in Napa County.
Right. And it,
the town of Napa
every
County.
One of the people there that you housed were older people. And many of them are veterans. They're all on Social Security. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said here, Charles, and this is not the only time you're going to be on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out to you after
Thanks
the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to reach out to you after the show. We're going to talk about a couple of things. But thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having such a cool town. I like Reading.
Hey, Reading is a cool town. It really is a cool town. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You got that cool bridge. I've been to visit that bridge like 5 times now.
Oh, you got to come up during Garden of Lights. A million. We put on a light show, a million lights, over a million lights out here. It's great. Anyway, thanks a lot, Charles.
Thank you.
We're going to join the News in Progress when we come back. Dr. Doug Craig is here with me, and he's got, again, five books and 150 pieces of paper spread out all over on his side of the table.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
A simple finger prick blood sample that could be scanned for hundreds of diseases. The thing is, it didn't work. Holmes was acquitted on four charges, and the jury failed to reach a verdict on three others. Legal experts say it's not likely that she will receive the maximum sentence of 20 years on each charge. I'm Tim McGuire.
AT&T and Verizon now say they will delay new 5G wireless service for 2 weeks. The company say it's delaying the launch after a request from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and concern about possible interference with systems on board planes. The Dow ahead 265 points, but the NASDAQ is down 267. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Israel is the target of accusations tying it to an infamous form of government. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Freitas.
Israeli officials are bracing for an onslaught of accusations in international forums that the Jewish state is an apartheid state. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid told reporters on Monday that the strategy of Israel's enemies will be to seek to block the state's participation in sporting and cultural events. Such a move would validate the campaign while creating political disunity in the already tenuous government of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Increased pressure on the International Criminal Court is also expected, creating the possibility that travel to those nations who are part of the ICC could become off-limits to Israeli political and military figures as a practical result of its findings. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A grim picture for shooting deaths in Chicago last year.
Officials say more people were shot to death in Chicago and surrounding Cook County in 2021 than in any other year on record. The county medical examiner's office says there were 1,002 gun-related homicides last year in Cook County that includes Chicago and its surrounding suburbs. That was 121 more than the previous mark set in 2020 and nearly twice as many as the year before that. The numbers come out 2 days after police in Chicago announced that the nation's third largest city recorded its most homicides in a quarter century. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Marine Corps panel convening to decide if Lieutenant Colonel Michael J. Regner should be discharged over the sinking of an amphibious assault vehicle in the ocean off Southern California that killed 9 service members. That was one of the deadliest Marine training accidents in decades. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott is on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., and it has been for the last 12 years. We started our 12th year. 5,000 guests around that have cycled through this studio and the one that Jared's sitting in over the last since in this century. So it's hard to believe that we have that we're starting our 12th year. Anyway, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, today the 4th of January, 2022, and Jared's got the weather for us for the rest of the week.
It is currently 50 degrees, and today showers are likely with a high of 50, a low of 46. Tomorrow we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 52, a low of 44. On Thursday, a chance of rain, and then rain and patchy fog Thursday night with a high of 56 and a low of 46. Friday, 100% chance of rain with a high of 52, a low of 38. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be sunny. Saturday with a high of 55, a low around 36. And Sunday, high around 56 and a low around 38.
My friends, check your Caltrans and do a, if you go to their road, the road conditions, go in there and see that where it is on I-5 seems to be okay. When you go on up 44, when you get past past Shingletown up in the Viola area, you might need to change, but check that. If you're heading up into Trinity County, I can't even begin to tell you every place that you're going to have problems getting through up there. And they say take alternate routes. I'm not sure there's an alternate route. I guess you could go back down to a Woodland and, you know, cut across that way, maybe. Anyway, the weather reports and the road reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Their customers are their warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig on our first Tuesday of the month, which we're trying to hold on to, where he and I, where we're opposed to many things in the sense of, you know, like the border and, see what else, sanctuary cities, a number of things. But we discuss these, and we discuss these in a way that there's no rancor. And I learned some things from Doug, and I hope, Doug, you've learned a couple of things, or at least you've listened to him.
I benefit from our conversation.
Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah, you know what? Sure. He, of course, Dr. Craig is a psychologist, so he can use those words like that. Today we're going to talk again, since we're starting a year off, about getting along with each other, even though we diametrically oppose things. That we don't agree on the subject, yet we want to have a conversation that opens it up, that, you know, pulls scabs off and things like this, but at the end of it, you sit there and you shake hands and you go, okay, yeah, okay, I see your point. But there's got to be something that we can then do to keep moving forward on it and not have a hatred or a complete, you are so screwed up and everything you say. So good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Carl.
And
good to be here.
Well, you get to start off.
I get to start off. Wonderful. That's right. This is my month.
This is your month.
Yeah.
We each pick different topics.
Yeah.
Wait till next month.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So, well, yes, and you mentioned I'm a psychologist, and so clearly we all have our own perspectives based on our own life experience. And since I spend most of my days in the therapy office trying to help humans with their problems, I'm well acquainted with what I would call the foibles of the human mind. And I believe it provides us with an explanation for what's happening in our country. There's a lot of evidence right now that we are more polarized right now than we've been since 1860, you know, which we all know.
And you see it as a microcosm here.
Absolutely.
That represents our country.
Sure. It's not just in Washington, D.C. It's in Redding, California. And what I think doesn't get covered much is the core issue, which is the human mind that is incapable of detecting the truth on its own. And so, you know, we all go around thinking I'm right, and anyone that disagrees with me is wrong, but that can't be right. We can't all be right. I mean,
I'm right.
Logical.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem.
That's in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem is that we all think, well, my truth is the truth. And once we do that, then we're closed-minded. And there's abundant evidence, scientific evidence, that blindness, we have blind spots, and then we're blind to our blind spots. And so
you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. And through a thing, a cognitive process called motivated reasoning, you will receive information in a way that protects your identity and your belonging to your group. And it has nothing to do with the truth. And we see that over and over and over. It explains how we have neglected the climate crisis for 30, 40 years and how we're dealing with the pandemic and how we're dealing with any number of issues. You know, that the average liberal and conservative actually agree on most things.
I think they
wouldn't know that because we don't permit ourselves to have those kind of conversations.
I think that you find that, you know, when you look at the hierarchy of needs, we all have that same hierarchy, the Maslow's motivational things. Right. And the first one, of course, is, well, it
at
starts with, yeah, it starts with the
physiological.
Physical needs of shelter, mm-hmm. of food, mm-hmm. water. So, you know, and we all have that.
Right.
You know, then as you progress through it.
Above it is safety, but the third one there is belonging and love needs, and that is the issue.
Okay.
So, the most important thing is that you belong to your team and you're loyal to your team, even if it's bad, like, even if being loyal to your team hurts the country, you know, the more important thing is to be true to your school, be true to your team, be true to your group.
Well, but can't people have a group but not buy in totally to the things they are, the things that happen?
Well,
in other words, mm-hmm. you had 70 million people around that vote for Trump, and not all of them bought into everything he was saying or tweeting or, you know, some of the things he did. They're not buying into that. Yet they buy into the overall structure of America being, you know, being the place that, you know, we need to bring our businesses home. We need to do, we need to protect our border. We need to keep our military strong. These things.
Yes. Well, I think what's helpful, the way I look at this, is we can learn from history. And what we learned out of the Civil War is we've got to figure out how to get along. And we had a good 100 years of doing that between the end of the Civil War and 1964 when the voting rights and the Civil Rights Acts were passed. And in our effort to resolve the systemic racism that established, you know, Jim Crow laws in the South and denied mm-hmm. African Americans basic rights of citizenship. In doing that, the polarization began right there. But in those 30 years, you know, between, you know, 64 and 94, basically, there was this slow slide toward the polarization that we now experience. Back then, if you know this, you know, you and I grew up in the same era. There were liberal Republicans and very, very conservative Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
So
Dad called it the Scoop Jackson Democrat.
Yeah. So, but even though that seems strange now, it actually was a remarkable glue for the country because it enabled everyone to communicate with one another and compromise and collaborate. And there were people on opposite ends of the spectrum who were close friends. They knew each other's families. They had barbecues. You know, there was a great sense of we're all Americans. That's gone now. And if a Republican or a Democrat pretends to be friends with someone on the other side, they're going to get crucified
by
their own people. They're going to be primaried.
In the political arena.
In the political arena. Here on the local level, you and I can be, you know, be friends and be collegial, and we see that in a community like Reading, mm-hmm. you know, we can all have different political views, but hopefully we can still, you know, go to church together or know, shop together or whatever, be friends, you know.
Sure.
But it's getting more difficult to do that because we're all being fed a message of division, and we end up being encouraged to almost hate one another instead of get along with one another.
We have to take a break, but let's come back to that and talk about that message that's being fed to us, because this is at the highest levels,
exactly. And
in our media. And let's talk about a little bit about tribalism in here, because I've got another look at this from another point of view. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Now, he's going to tell you, he's going to listen to your story, and he may say to you, nope, everything's going the way it should be, and you don't need a lawyer. However, if you're not getting that treatment, the insurance company and your employers have an attorney working hard for them. Patrick Gorman will fight for you. Former 101st Air Assault guy, a former policeman, now a lawyer. He's like a pit bull. And if you have any questions like this, give Patrick a call. Again, 262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2022. I'm going to keep saying 2022 because it ingrains it into my head. 8:21 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to rain the rest of the week. Saturday, you should start clearing up. Hey, if you've been through life, just life experiences and your experience in strains, sprains, or maybe even an orthopedic injury. Stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center and talk to physical therapist Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're there to get you back into shape. They've got lots of experience, everything from the U.S. gymnastics team to pro football. They're in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. They can strengthen those areas you need to strengthen and stretch those other areas that need to be stretched. Give them a call at 530-533-5030. 533-5030. We're here with Dr. Doug Gregg, and we're talking again, and we're starting this year off with trying to find a, you know, we're having a discussion about being able to share opinions as we used to be able to do in Congress and in our society, without it immediately turning into us versus them, and everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie. Right? Yeah,
right.
Like that. Okay. So continue on, please.
Yeah, so, again, if we think of how the human mind works, most of us do not consider the fact that maybe I'm wrong about this. And so when people like you and I and others across the spectrum have a conversation about politics, invariably our identity gets triggered and we're not open to considering the possibility that maybe I'm not right about something. And as you, as we alluded to before the break, you know, we have our media sources that we consult with, and our friends in our group, so to speak, and our politicians that we listen to. And we all tend to get more and more polarized now because we don't have what are called cross-cutting identities. We don't have as much in common as we once did. There was a time when we had all these things in common, and now there's this division, which we didn't have until you know, in the 80s when we had these different medias. Before, there was something called broadcasting, which was about providing information to the public for everybody. Now we have narrowcasting. So you can go to your conservative media, you can go to your liberal media, and think of how our court system would work if we only heard from the prosecution and we never heard from the defense. You know, how could we have justice?
There's no balance here.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you go to CNN or MSNBC, you're going to get
what you get.
I mean, you're going to get what you get there. Same thing if you go to Fox and Newsmax.
Right.
Same thing. You're going to get that. You're going to defend one side and attack the other.
Right. Right.
Is there any, even looking at NBC, CBS, and ABC, still, you know, they've fallen into that trap too, in my opinion.
Right.
And many newspapers.
Right.
Yeah. This Record Searchlight this weekend, if you read the Record Searchlight.
I subscribe to it. Yep.
Okay. Well, in this weekend in the editorial page, you had Victor Davis Hanson, which he writes a conservative thing.
Sure.
But they had editorials from the LA Times and the Mercury News that totally don't reflect most of the people in this area. You know, Proposition 47. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. You've got to raise the amount, you know, from 900 to 1500. And, you know, Texas doesn't have this problem. And theirs is 1500 for, you know, petty theft and shoplifting. Yet they don't bring the other part in there is that people go to jail in Texas and they don't go to jail here. So, but it, what it does, though, what it did do is it gave you a totally different viewpoint,
right,
from Southern California.
Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with reading it.
Right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of newspapers, always have been. My undergrad degree was journalism. I'm deeply saddened that, you know, the newspapers of the of our nation, not of the world, but of our nation, seem to be on the decline. People complain about the Record Searchlight having just a few pages, but they're doing the best they can in a very difficult economic climate for newspapers. And I've always been impressed with their effort to try to be fair, to try to present different sides of the political spectrum. It's probably the only place that you actually get that, where you get different sides. And we don't have as many letters, the editor, but
and it's the same
as we
people.
Used to.
Yeah. And yeah, it's the same people writing,
is.
Too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And you can tell as soon as you look at the, as soon as you start to read it, I go down to the name.
Yeah,
no, I don't need to see the I really don't need to see the rest of it. I don't care who, either
right,
side.
Either
I kind of know what they're going to say.
Exactly.
On that one.
Sure.
Tribalism. I've got a book here, The Myth of Tribalism, by a couple of authors, even though that we use that term, and they do say, when people use the term tribalism, they are usually aiming to capture a toxic dynamic in collective life, such as the one that characterizes much of contemporary American politics. But what happens between groups is often both a symptom and a reinforcer of unhealthy patterns within individual groups as well, and these include the suppression of dissenting voices and a cult mentality, which members seek only to affirm one another's worldview. You see that in politics, even within their own party. You are not far, you know, you are not liberal enough. You can't think for yourself. You can't make a decision for yourself. Oh, you're a Democrat. You have to think this way. Joe Manchin is a perfect example of that. He has been, I mean, they have said everything about this man because he said, I don't agree with this.
Right.
And that happens on both sides.
Absolutely. Well, I think that Joe Manchin in particular is problematic for the Democrats because he and Sinema from Arizona are pretty much preventing. Like, if it weren't for them, they could probably do many of the things that they had hoped to accomplish. So it isn't just that he disagrees with them. He is like the roadblock. It would be like if some state was trying to build a freeway and they had almost done, but there was like 1 mile left to finish and something prevented it, it would prevent the freeway from being utilized. So he's a major obstacle to that. But I do think you are pointing to a larger point, which is that, again, there was a lot of diversity within the parties in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Nixon and on the right and Robert Kennedy on the left were agreeing back in the 60s that let's hope to God that our parties never become the conservative party and the liberal party. They said that would be devastating to our nation. You know, so it was recognized that if we become polarized, it could be the end of our democracy. And that seems to be where we're headed, where we're no longer believing in the legitimacy of our ability to run elections. And if we can't trust our institutions of power, you know, there is the danger that we could become violent, which is what happened almost a year to the day. You know, on Thursday is the January 6th. So we're looking at.
There was a riot that day.
What are we going to do going forward to prevent going down that road? It's pretty frightening.
Well, I look at the, and we have to take a break, but when we look at January 6th, it was something that had never happened before. It was a group of people who crashed through the doors, resulted in the death of one of the people who crashed through the doors, shot by one of the Washington the security forces there. And if you're going to do things like that, and that happens, that happens. However, of the thousands of people that were there, and this was a small percentage of them, yet all of them were cast in the light of an insurrection, which never happened. I mean, the FBI did not charge anybody with insurrection, trespassing, destruction of property, assault, and all those people, you know, you need to be punished for that. I mean, absolutely. But it wasn't, in my opinion, and if I believe the FBI, it wasn't an insurrection that was trumpeted to this day, that it was an insurrection to stop. Yes, there was a group of people that did that, trying to stop a vote. And it was wrong, totally wrong. But it wasn't, they didn't come in there with firearms and explosives and things like this. And when we come back, let's discuss that. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car because, hey, we're going green here in California, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Dan Beans, who is the director of REU, is going to be on our show this month, and we're going to talk about the new rates, why that's happening, why are they going up, and a number of other things. We'll be right back, 8:32 in the morning, 48 degrees, raining, with Dr. Doug Craig.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the Bot, 8:36 in the morning here on the 4th of January, 2022. 47 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to be like this the rest of the week, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. No, these are active seniors who like to travel, like to do things. Imagine living in a community where people have a lot in common. You live in beautiful accommodations, gourmet chef, transportation if you want it, but you don't need it. Pet friendly, so you can have your pets with you and all those things that mean things to you. And not have to worry about all of those things that make you crazy, like plumbing, dishwashers breaking, all those kind of things. Well, that's River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Maybe go down and have lunch. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking about the danger of people being so divided, it'll lead to violence. And we talked a little bit about January 6th, and so it's your turn.
Yeah, so what we see is that there was just a recent study done where if Donald Trump today came out, you know, they asked people that identify as conservative Republicans who support Donald Trump, and this study found that if he came out and spoke out against violence, that would influence these people to not support, you know, violent insurrection or any kind of violence. So we are all of us are influenced by our leaders, and so there is a majority of Republicans believe that Joe Biden was not elected, even though over 60 courts have affirmed it, including the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Many people on the right are suspicious about climate change and about the pandemic. And again, these are scientifically established facts that we need to deal with. And
well, the pandemic, though, is probably one of the biggest dividers we've got going right now.
Absolutely.
Because of the way that when one side was in office, Trump, the other side attacked him on it. Oh, you can't keep people from China coming in here. You're xenophobic. You're racist. And yet, Joe Biden did the same thing with with African nations, with the Omicron. And you didn't see that. You didn't see that castigation from all the sources, news sources. I mean, Joe Biden himself said that Trump was should never do that. You know, it was wrong. And then he did it. So I see the leadership of both parties and the media have made such a mess of this pandemic on how to handle it. We didn't come together as a nation and face this thing, and now we're 2 years, we're still having these same problems. We still have people not going back to work. We still have kids not going to school. And this is ridiculous.
Well, the people who are hospitalized and dying are mainly the unvaccinated right here locally.
Mainly, I agree.
Right here
agree.
Locally. 90% of hospitalizations and deaths are people that aren't vaccinated. And there is one party that has led that movement. We don't see a lot of people on the left denying the vaccine or denying or avoiding the shot. So it all I'm saying is that there ought to be some issues that we can all come together on. And you're right, it shouldn't have been politicized. It should have been treated as a common enemy, the virus.
Just like a war.
Absolutely.
And we were attacked by the Wuhan virus, and we need to pull together.
But this is what I'm saying. Because of the political climate, everything gets divided.
Yeah.
You know, that Matt Taibbi has a book called Hate Incorporated and his 10 Rules of Hate. And so the only issues that our media covers are issues that can be served to divide us further, because that's what that's where the ratings come from.
Well, yeah, if it bleeds, it leads. Right. So how do you stop that?
Well, you know, that's a tough thing. You know, there's lots of evidence that the more polarized we become, the more polarized we become. How do we unbreak the glass? That this is like the thing that terrifies me. Isn't that like we were talking earlier during the break? It wasn't, when I say the insurrection was terrifying, it wasn't that every individual in there had a bomb, you know, had a nuclear bomb in their pocket or a gun. I'm saying that what it represented was
an attack on democracy.
But it also represented where we're headed. You know, there's people that have studied the collapse of democracies, and they say, you know, the United States could easily become an authoritarian country, because, you know, it's hard to see, are we ever going to have an election where we all agree with the results in the future? What's 2022 going to be like? What's 2024 going to be like? It's frightening that we are so polarized, so divided and demonizing one another, and you know, no matter how the election turns out, somebody's going to feel like someone cheated.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. If their guy didn't win or their lady didn't win.
Well, and you're right, because people go back and say, well, obviously that was, you know, Hillary Clinton still to this day says she's not sure that Trump really won. I mean, so, okay, but...
Well, he won the Electoral College.
He won the Electoral College.
She won the popular vote. Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is, because we are a constitutional republic.
Right.
And to change it means you have to change our constitution. Anyway, we don't even get into that one. But the point is that Hate Incorporated, you've got to break that at the highest levels.
Right.
Our president has to literally and genuinely reach out to Mitch McConnell and to other people and bring them in for a lunch and say, you know, enough of this, guys. You know, we can't keep doing this. Or maybe bring in all the news media, guys,
right there,
and bring them in and say, you all have got to back off.
Right.
You know, not saying that back off on, you know, reporting stories, but these hate things, these, you know, continuous assaults on each other. It doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do you any good.
Exactly. Well, and I'm so glad you said that. There is a couple studies that I wanted to mention today. One is a Princeton study from a few years ago that found that, I'll just read this to you. It took data from nearly 2,000 public opinion surveys and compared it to the policies that ended up becoming law. In other words, they compared what the public wanted to what the government actually did. And what they found was extremely unsettling. The opinions of 90% of Americans have essentially no impact at all. They basically found that our government basically does what the richest corporations and richest Americans want, not what the average person wants. And another study, a RAND study, looked at the economy from 1975 to 2018 and found that there was an inequity of $47 trillion between what the upper income people and corporations gained and what the average American gained. So we live in a so-called democracy, but it's more of a corporatocracy in the sense that our institutions of power serve the powerful and the rich. And so it's no wonder that the average American, whether they're conservative or liberal, are unhappy with
our government.
With their government, with, you know, a number of problems. You know, whatever we step out and you know, you had an interesting show people should listen to, if they didn't, this morning, about homelessness and a solution to it. You know, we all see that. We all are frustrated by that.
There's We've been talking about it since I've lived here.
And it's not a left-right issue.
No.
It's a
Reading issue.
So many issues are not left-right.
Yeah.
But it's always framed that way. And what does that do? It just leads to gridlock. You know, it just leads to people demonizing one another and you know, blaming the liberals or blaming the conservatives instead of focusing on, like you said, let's all come together. Let's get Fox News and MSNBC and Mitch McConnell and Biden together. And they all come out with a common statement of, we are going to be all Americans and we're going to work on these solutions. We are going to compromise. You all got to deal with it. You know, hatred is not getting us anywhere. I'm a psychologist. I know what works. You know, if a husband and a wife have a conflict, it doesn't work for me in my marriage to place my rightness over the marriage. You know, my love for my wife is more important than being right. It's so basic. But in our nation is falling apart because all we care about is winning, is our side winning. And there's lots of studies that show that this goes back to our caveman ancestors, that we would rather the other side lose big than to win. That is hardwired into our brains. And I think basically Christianity, whether we believe it or not, was an effort to force us to love our enemies, to love our neighbor as ourself, because that is how we survive. And neither...
As a collective.
As a collective. We're all... Yeah. We have so much to gain from working together. Instead, you know, what's being promoted by the political parties and by media is hate, hate, hate. Hate the other side. You're right, they're wrong. And whatever means we have to go through to justify the ends, we're going to do it.
Okay, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the fact of trust. And that's another big thing, is trust in our government and our media is at all-time lows. And how do you address something like that when you're dealing with every decision they make? It seems like, well, wait a minute, what's that do for us? And, you know, what's that do for us as a nation? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by my favorite barbershop ever, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 244-9478, and you go down there, you get your hair cut, chit-chat with Tim and Logan, and if there's anybody else in there. In fact, I need to get my 2022 haircut here pretty soon. It's man's last stronghold. Can I say that again? No Dr. Phil. Nope. Hockey games are good. Other things. You won't see, this is, like I said, man's last stronghold. Go on down there. Check it out. Get a great haircut at a good price. We'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Dale Ball, candidate for Shasta County District 2 Supervisor. I want you to take a hard look at your choices for the recall special election on February 1st, and you will see that I am the most qualified candidate.
Your Shasta County special election ballots are in the mail. If you have any questions, contact Dale Ball directly at 530-351-1557.
I have been involved in this community for my whole life, and I am ready to go to work for you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dale Ball, District 2 Supervisor, 2022.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fee. Must be 21 to attend.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Got this in pocket. Got that all. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling myself. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow on the show, we have Reading Police Department. They're going to be in here talking about what's going on this year, and the outlook for this year and crime and what they're doing to oppose that. But today we're here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking about how we have this tendency now to not trust each other, to break down into divides. Great book here, Hate Incorporated, about media and why they write the 10 things they, 10, parts of hate. But if we look at the one thing we all have in common, and we all learned it in high school or maybe early college, but in high school was Maslow's motivational model, the physiological needs and the safety needs. Everybody has that. But when you start getting to belonging and love, things start splitting. And you need to be, that goes into esteem. Well, it depends on that group you're in, and we can go on from there until you finally get into transcendence. Has anybody reached that? Maybe the Dalai Lama. Yeah. How do we get trust back? Because, frankly, the American people in every poll you see, they don't trust the media. I mean, by large numbers. They don't. I mean, it's like 85% don't trust the media. About the same amount don't trust politicians, and even the military leadership trust is going down in the, you know, in our country.
So we have systems in place that benefit from division and distrust. You know, not to pick on divorce lawyers, but divorce lawyers make a lot of money because a man and a woman decide to not be together anymore, and they don't trust one another anymore. And as a psychologist who works with couples, you know, I know quite a bit about how to reestablish trust. And we begin by not doing things that create distrust. So we act trustworthy, and we learn to communicate in a way that builds trust, and we are honest and open and truthful and transparent. And so as a society, as we discussed, and we mentioned during the break, you know, there's issues going on locally here with our supervisors and our community about the recall. And so there's a tremendous amount of division and distrust, and it's going to continue on the local and national level until we are able to bring people together and decide this is enough. You know, we can't go down this road any further. And but it does involve listening. It does involve communicating. It does involve finding some truth in what the other side is sharing and looking at their perspective. You know, it involves empathy and acceptance of the other as a worthy person. Our nation was strengthened for 100 years by some what were called soft guardrails of democracy. One was called mutual toleration, and the other was called forbearance, and those are gone now. And what that meant was that no matter what arguments we had, you know, a Republican looked at a Democrat as an American, as not an enemy, and that's gone. You know, the two parties look at each other as enemies of the state.
But doesn't the vast majority of us, I don't look as Democrats as an enemy. I mean, I just don't.
I'm not saying you do, but
I know, but I'm talking about the vast majority of our country. They live in neighborhoods. They live in cities. You know, most of them just want to be left alone. That
I think a majority of both parties now sees the other side as a threat to democracy. The surveys show that. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That the media and the politicians, the media gets eyeballs, you know, in print media and of course listeners and viewers on radio and television, and that makes them money if they spread division and hate, and the politicians get elected. The worst things they can say about see we get motivated not by our guy saying stuff that they're going to do. We go whatever, but if our guy tells us scary things about the other guy, oh my God, that gets us frightened.
Well, there's the mud. Activated. Yeah, the mudslinging that goes on.
Gets us activated.
Accusing people of things. I mean, good people. Both sides do.
It activates our lizard brain, you know, our deep, you know.
I know about that lizard brain. That's what you, your lizard brain is what keeps you alive at times, too, though.
Keeps you alive, but it also makes you, you know, kill someone. You know, like we see it all the time, you know, the police, you know, they're out there on the front lines, you know, and things happen, you know, on both sides of that. And that's, you know, when we're, and you saw it, you know, your whole career, you had to manage that.
You have to manage that.
You have to manage that.
There are rules in war. Yeah. And we started off the show today with talking about six policemen killed in December, ambushed, shot, six policemen. The number of ambush attacks gone up 139% in this past year.